Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, 36,000 runners are participating in the Boston Marathon today. Of course, security tight after what happened last year, and no one wants to see a repeat.
Well, that's right. With everything said, it only takes one malicious person to do terrible damage. And we've seen that. And it's amazing in this country how much security there really is, considering the amount of ill will there is by some real miscreants in an attempt to really destroy the fabric and the social well-being of the American people. In this case, you can just see what has happened. Boston is a different city. You have the coming together of people who may have had different opinions, but on one thing they were sure of, and that was that Boston was going to be protected in the same way that New York City was after 9/11, and that has happened. And now you have all these extra runners who are coming in and saying, we will not have this. We will not have it in this country. You know, David, just a couple of days ago, the President of the United States said his biggest fear was a bomb coming into New York City. So no matter what we say about all of the potential infringements on one's civil liberties, there's always a trade-off to make sure that something like an atomic bomb in a suitcase doesn't go off, because this is the worst kind of fear that we have in this modern world. Boston is, of course, just one tip of the iceberg. This could happen anywhere. It could happen from domestic violence. It could happen from external violence. And it is a sign of a very complicated world.
Finally, Alan, the GOP gubernatorial candidate in New York, Rob Astorino, had an interesting statement in his bid to become governor of New York. He says, people think it's New York City that determines this race. It's not.
Well, look, half the state is in New York City, and so it is New York City. But the other half is what we call upstate, which I think runs from Yonkers to Buffalo. And the real issue in this election is, has been, will be taxes. Because if New Yorkers just think the time has come to put the stop to all of the extra money that is going out one way or another on government, taxes will be the issue. Andrew Cuomo has known this from the very first day. That's the entire issue that he has to deal with, that a guy who lives in a small box pays $20,000 in taxes in some cases. And upstate New York is going to provide a margin. He spent enormous amounts of time upstate. His whole idea is to win this election big so he can go on to something better maybe later on. And the upstate vote is going to be crucial, and that's why he is spending so much time and effort on the upstate region.